I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but believe me, never duplicated. I've been knocking out bums for how long? 4 decades. 4 years. Knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a 4-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So guess what? I bring a unique combination dance. Because, you know, I'm not the actual boxing fan, though. You are. So tell me, if you got something to say, I open up the toll-free at the top of each hour, at the top of each hour of Ring Talk Live. What? Once what? 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, that is the toll-free phone number connecting with us. You want to do some texting, you type text us at 415-532-4867. That's 415-532-4867. Well, no surprise Thursday night. Actually, Thursday morning, Friday morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. I won't get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and watch anybody fight unless it's like my neighbors. But straight up, Nono Inoue now, 29-0, of course, stops Pisu Spit. Oh, did I really say that? Anyway, bottom line, he was a last-minute Korean guy. And, you know, he, what did you expect? He was, somebody told me he was 150-1 favorite underdog. Then somebody else told me he was like a 250-1 underdog. How big of an underdog can you be? But the bottom line is, the guy didn't last too long. He lasted 4 rounds, lost every round. I'm talking about Yee Ju Kim, a.k.a. Pisu Spit. When I say spit on the show, you know what I mean? Spit with an H. So straight up, the Korean lasted 4 rounds. Give him some props. He lasted that long. I thought he was going to go a little bit earlier than that. Of course, this sets up a United States fight next year for Noah Inoue. Of course, probably one or two fights here in the U.S., but back to Japan, that's going to be the super fight. Of course, him and Hunto Nakatani battling in the Tokyo Dome. Of course, that was the place where Mike Tyson got melted down by Buster Douglas back in February 1990. This is the place to do a fight in Tokyo. There's no doubt about it. And next door, they got this beautiful hotel. That's where I want to stay. But the bottom line is, they got to do this fight, and they got to do it soon, because eventually, one guy's going to lose. Noah Inoue or Hunto Nakatani, both these undefeated champions. One's at 118 pounds, one's at 122 pounds. They got to go. This fight's got to be made. Straight up, we've got Sir Thomas Dillamuth. We'll go across the pond with Sir Kenny Rainford. And bottom line is, we'll spend some time with Ernie Shavers and Chuck Wepner in hour number 2 of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming to you live from the Sports Byline Studios.
Welcome back to College Bowl season, and now it looks like a fan has run onto the field carrying a $5 KFC bowl.
Oh, yeah, it looks like the mac and cheese bowl with 5 original recipe nuggets, or the new Nashville hot loaded fry bowl with nuggets, coleslaw, secret recipe fries, pickles, and Nashville hot sauce. Wow, looks yummy from up here.
Boy, everybody wants that bowl as more fans are pouring onto the field. Hey, Phil!
Get the only bowls that matter this season. 5 delicious bowls, just $5 each, only at KFC. Prices and participation may vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You use so many big words. How would you trick a man?
I'm not going to trick you. You know I'm not going to trick you, Mom. Wouldn't think of doing it.
You're being extremely truculent.
Whatever truculent means, if that's good, I'm there.
You are not a stupid boy.
Howard and Ali, of course, back in the day, straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You take it from the West Coast of the United States to the UK and bringing Sir Kenneth Rainford. And, sir, how are you today?
I'm good. I woke up this morning. Life's good.
Good. How's the young lady? How's your daughter?
She's doing great.
That's good. She's still riding the ponies?
She is indeed.
And she's still pulling down those good grades?
Yep. She's studying hard, getting good grades. Yeah, she's flying. Okay. Everything's good.
Well, love him. That's great, man. It's good to see the next generation moving on and doing so well. Anyway, let's talk about Ernie Shavers. About 5 minutes here. Of course, Ernie Shavers, the hardest puncher in the history of boxing, without a doubt, 76-14, knocked out 70 people. 70 of the 76 opponents he fought were knocked out. Of course, wow, what can I say? Of course, and Larry Holmes told me that you can see Ernie Shavers' punch coming and still get knocked down. And that's not the story I had in my boxing life. Any punch I could see coming at me, I could basically take. It was those punches that I couldn't see, the hooks that dropped me. What about you? Straight up, was you know what I'm talking about? I mean, it's hard to get hit. It's hard to get dropped with a punch you see coming because you sort of brace for it.
That's correct, yeah. I mean, the only punches that ever got me were, you know, the surprise shots that you didn't see coming, you know?
Hey, I remember one time Ernie Chavez knocked me down in Las Vegas in the National Golden Gloves, and I looked across the ring, and I'm looking across the ring, and my captain, I was a cop at the time, and the captain of my station, he's telling me to get up. I'm saying, what is he talking about? You know, so I was confused. I go, what's he talking about? What's he telling me? Get up. And then I realized the whole world's in a different, you know, I mean, you're looking at the world from a different position. You're looking at the world from the canvas. That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
you know what?
Go on. Go on. I'm sorry.
With Ernie.
Huh. I mean, he was your buddy. There's no doubt. We're stepping over each other. He was your buddy, no doubt about that. But what made him so special? I mean, he was a good guy around you. He was a good guy around me. What do you think made him different than a lot of the other guys? Because, you know, Ken Norton was an asshole.
Yeah. Ernie was a family man. He was, you know, don't get me wrong. Ernie had a slight dark side to him. You didn't want to fool with him. You didn't want to push buttons that you shouldn't push, but them buttons were hard to press, if you understand what I mean. But he was just a nice guy. He's a countryman. you know, he brought up on a farm. All he knew was hard work. He was a hardworking guy.
Okay, without a doubt. And, you know, he was good until the end. I don't know if I told you this, but one time I was with him in Atlantic City, and I misidentified him. I think I called him Rahman Ali. For some reason, don't ask me why, but somehow I got him and Rahman. Evidently, him and Rahman were standing in the same position, and then they changed positions. You know what I'm saying? So one guy, I mean, when I turned around, it was Rahman. One time when I was turned around, it was Ernie Shavers. I guess I might have been confused. I may have been under the influence of a slight alcoholic beverage at night. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
You know, back in the boxing, listen, back in the days when Atlantic City was hot and happening, I mean, boxing was happening. You guys came from the UK more often to Atlantic City than you would to Las Vegas. So there was always kind of a lot of UK people there. The Irish were there. I mean, you name it, big, big contingent in Atlantic City. Now the Atlantic City doesn't exist anymore, man. It's sort of like, it's sad. So Vegas is gone too. Saudi Arabia's killed them both.
Oh, yeah. It is sad because Vegas and Atlantic City were, for me, the capitals of boxing.
Okay, so what about this new capital of boxing? They paid you to go over there to Saudi Arabia. Can you say anything bad about the Sheik guy, or are you on contract?
No, I can speak as a fan. He seemed okay with me. There may be an underlying issue down the road. Maybe I don't know. I'm back out there in February for the Berbatov fight, so I'll be able to report back on my latest visit there and let you know how they treat me. But at the moment, everything's good. But yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go back to this. Is Oleg Usyk that good, or did Tyson Fury fall apart? Because I'm going to say it again. If I'm 6'9", I can't imagine anybody smaller than me beating me. I mean, listen, you and I never fought with huge height advantages. Never. You know what I'm saying? But imagine if we did have huge height. Good Lord, man.
Yeah. Listen, I don't raise Usyk. He's a good fighter for what's around today. But, you know, even going back to the 90s and, the 80s, these guys would have destroyed him. Tim Witherspoon, Greg Page, then going back to the likes of Larry and stuff. Tony Tucker, yeah. Believe me, Usyk would not have had any fun with them guys at all.
You know, Tony Tucker, you know what came up the other day in conversation was Michael Dukes. Michael Dukes, the one time the WBA heavyweight title holder. Of course, he was given that title when Joey Curtis stopped the fight with Mike Weaver in the first round for no apparent reason. But the bottom line is I thought that fight was rigged. I thought that Joey Curtis was involved with the mob. Later that night, Don King, Joey Curtis, and Dukes took a picture together, which I thought was sort of stunk of suspicion. Wouldn't that be a little suspicious if a referee stopped the fight like for nothing, and then later on he takes a picture with you guys?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, take nothing away from Dukes. When he had his head on, he was an outstanding athlete. He was a great fighter. He could do everything, box, punch, move, but he couldn't control his lifestyle. And for the record, I actually scored Mike Weaver the winner in the rematch as well.
Yeah, of course. I think that went to a draw. But here's what Dukes, I was going out with some girl, and I can't remember her name right now. She kills me. But the bottom line is we were at the L.A. Forum. We're going to a fight at the L.A. Forum. And right across the street from the L.A. Forum was the hotel, the Host Hotel. It was right across the street. So I sent her back to the hotel from the Forum. We were at the Wayne or something like that. So I sent her back to the hotel, and she went back to the hotel. And Mike Dukes sexually assaulted her in the elevator.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
I told him. I said, man, I said, you know what? I was a cop at the time. I said, you know what? I carry a gun these days, Mike. You know what I'm trying to tell you?
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't too happy with that. But Mike Dukes was a piece of spit with an H. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
But, you know, all these guys, all those heavyweights of the 15-round era, they all ended up with CTE. I mean, according to Shelley Williams, of course, the diva of boxing, the first lady of boxing, she told me that Ernie got CTE, that Ken got CTE. We know that Ali suffered from some brain trauma. You know what I'm saying? The only two that seemed to escape that from the 15-round era are George Foreman and Larry Holmes. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, Ernie developed CTE only in the last 12 months of his life. I was with him in 2018. And he was fine then. There was no issues. There was nothing going on. And again, I met him again in 2019. Of course, he passed in 2022. So he was fine up until, I'd say, 12, 18 months. The last 12, 18 months was when it kicked in. But up till then, he was fine.
Okay, are you guys excited at all about the Battle of the Davids next Saturday in Las Vegas? We're talking about David Morrell, the undefeated young man, of course, 175 pounds, and he's taking on the undefeated as well, David Benavidez. Benavidez is a slight favorite in this fight.
Yeah, I've got Benavidez down as a slight favorite to win the fight myself.
How do you see that going down?
Points or late stoppage? For me.
Points or late stoppage with Benavidez. You know, Benavidez is one of those guys that I said he doesn't take care of himself between fights, and then somebody said yesterday he's been a lifetime fat boy. I mean, in between fights, I mean, that's what he grew up. He was a fat kid when he grew up. That's how he got into boxing, because he was so fat. So he's got a fat issue. I can get that. But the bottom line is, I didn't like the way he looked in, you know, about 6 or 8 weeks ago. He looked like a doughboy.
Yeah, well, excuse me, I've not seen that picture. But if that's the case and he's struggling to make weight, then he's going to throw the fight away, because as you and I both know, making weight is a real, it's the most important part of a fighter's preparation for the fight, obviously.
Yeah, making weight. Somebody brought up yesterday, I think John Scully brought it up. I saw it on Facebook.com. Iceman John Scully from the East Coast. I think he was a middleweight or super middleweight. Anyway, he said, the toughest time in the world is the time that you wait in the dressing room. Why? He's not bull spitting, is he?
No, not at all.
That's some traumatic stuff, man. You're sitting there waiting. You're waiting to go to battle in the dressing room. And the guys, and there's a guy on the other side of the arena somewhere. He's thinking about killing you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I always remember that. I can't remember what fight it was now when Mike Tyson put his fist through.
It was a Michael Spinks fight.
Michael Spinks fight. Yeah, he put his fist through the wall. It just took everything out of Michael Spinks.
No. He put his fist through the wall in front of Butch Lewis.
Oh, right.
Butch came over to check his hand wraps. He goes, you want to check my hand wraps? Bam, and he punched a hole in the wall.
Yeah.
Speaking of Tyson, that was a travesty when he pulled with Jake Paul a couple of months ago. He should be arrested for impersonating Mike Tyson.
Yeah, well, I refuse to watch it. I've never seen the fight.
Well, listen, you have a great day. Hug the princess. We'll talk real soon.
Take care, buddy.
The great Sir Kenneth Rainford from the UK, of course. I'm trying to get him knighted by the king, but the king's not taking my phone calls these days. Evidently, the king's got some health issues, but straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Back with Sir Thomas Dillamuth, the Sunday Shot Caller, right after the break.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you have Medicare, and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Mike Tyson's fighting again. You interested in coming back to fight Mike Tyson, maybe?
Yeah, I'd love to fight him, man. I could take him now, Pedro.
You could take him? Why would you say you could take him now? What's the difference between now and 1986?
Well, because he's old and slow. I need to give me 2 months, at least 8 to 10 weeks to train for him. I can. My boxing skills are better than his.
There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
Before introducing Superfly, the Sunday show, I do want to say happy birthday to Dave Jaco. He turned 7 years old the day before yesterday. And Dave and I traveled across the pond, went to Macau back in 1994. I think he fought David Bay. He fought everybody there was to fight. He fought him on the last minute. They did some type of book on him, a TV special. Anyway, he's known as the Palooka. I mean, he's a guy that just went in there and got paid. And the bottom line is when things didn't go right, he got out of there. But he still got his faculties for the most part. Happy birthday, Dave Jaco. Now, we go from the Dave Jaco, of course, to the Sunday shot caller, the man that calls all the shots here on Sunday. I'm talking about Sir Thomas Dillamuth. And how are you today, sir?
What's going on, Pedro? How's everything with you?
I'm doing all right. Things are cool. I mean, we have some parking issues around here today, but, you know, I've got valet parking and all that kind of good stuff, so I'm not too sure. Bottom line is, no, parking was terrible today. Evidently, we're on the borderline of Chinatown, okay? So evidently, something's going on in Chinatown, and all the white folks are going to Chinatown. It's like they got a sale on food.
but let me ask you a question. With all that being said, what's the temperature over there?
It was probably about 49 degrees.
Oh, okay. Well, we went up a little bit. We're barely at 40. So, okay, I just curious.
Check this out. Listen, I screamed about being, you know, the coldness here in the studio when you can blow steam and that kind of good stuff at certain times. So, anyway, the network bought me a new coat, and of course, it's like a snow park. I'm actually sweating in the thing. I'm looking across the through the glass. The impeccable one's in the other room. He's wearing the same thing. So, like, we're both. It's either you freeze to death or you sweat a little bit. So the bottom line is we don't have much of a choice here, of course, at Sports Byline. Turn on the heat. They don't have it. Of course, this is a place where we still have dial-up internet rules, baby.
Dial-up internet. And, just like back in the day when people had AOL. It was like one of the first internet things, the dial-up.
Do you know who I was at AOL? I have the AOL address still. Puglism, P-U-G-L-S-M, at AOL.com. When the internet broke out, it was anybody. You know, you can grab all these different names. You know what I'm saying? And now you can't get a name for nothing.
Wow. Yeah. It's like a lot of people make like what they call troll accounts and scam accounts, and yeah, it's hard to like even come up with a name. So, but you know what name works for me when I make these accounts?
What?
My real name. What's the Dillamuth? Right? What's my last name? There's not many people with that last name, so it works. I guess that's what works for me. So
yeah, so I get. Yeah, I guess it's not like a Smith where you go to a place they call up two Dillamuths at the same time. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Unless I'm with my son.
Okay, so. Battle of the Davids. You're the only guy picking David Morrell, of course, the Cuban, the amateur standout, now WBA title holder, I believe, at 175 pounds. As is the other interim champion at 175, Mr. David Benavidez. Of course, Benavidez got more fights professionally, but. You know, Morrell's got a long amateur background. Benavidez known as a monster. Morrell known as a man. Why is Morrell going to win this fight?
Well, I've been backing Morrell for years now. I always said if they would fight, I would pick Morrell because I think Morrell's the more skilled of the two. He may not be the bigger puncher of the two, I am afraid of David Benavidez's experience, but I just feel like Morrell's a good counterpuncher. I think he's a better boxer. I think he has a better coach on his side, you know. And I just think
if you're gonna mention the coach, you got to bring up his name.
Oh man, I'm drawing a blank.
From
Texas.
Putting Tommy D on the spot, just like
Jesus, why can't I get his name? I'm all messed up today. I was just doing a football show, so like my names are all messed up. From Houston, Jesus. Oh man,
Jesus, is Jesus from Houston?
He might need Jesus in the fight, but that's not the name of the coach.
All right. Anyway, here's what's up. Benavidez is a slight favorite, and I think he deserves to be a slight favorite, wouldn't you, with the experience factor?
Yeah, I think definitely, and that's why he's a small favorite in this fight. Ronnie Shields is the name. Jesus, I don't know why I couldn't get his name. Ronnie Shields is the trainer.
Ronnie Shields is a fighter who could never win the big fight.
Yeah, but he's an excellent trainer.
No doubt about that. What I'm trying to say is, when it came to winning the big fight, somehow he just seemed to choke.
Yeah, that is true.
I remember him well. I mean, he's is a hell of a trainer, without a doubt. I mean, he just missed the boat on a couple of occasions in fights that he was supposed to. You know, people thought he was going to win.
Yeah, that is true.
Okay, David Benavidez is a -196 favorite. David Morrell is a +150 favorite. I think the longest odds here we have is, that's the longest. 190, -196, -2-1, and +150.
And that says a lot, don't you think? I think it says a lot because, you know, with a guy of David Benavidez's experience, you would think the odds would be a little bit higher, and then people could cash out on a Morrell upset. But that's not the case here. You're not really, you know, you're going to get some plus money on David Morrell, but the lines is actually closer than what they should be. And I think that says a lot.
No, I'm down with what you're saying. I totally agree. We're looking at the odds here. The Morrell, there's the up arrow with Morrell, and there's the down arrow with Benavidez, meaning people are betting on Morrell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
In fact, one book at Caesars, Benavidez -230 and Morrell's +175. I'll say this about this fight. The odds are close. What I mean by close is that the bookmakers aren't trying to rate people. In other words, like one guy would be 3-1, the other guy's like 90-1. You know what I mean? Because these fights of late, when you have a fighter that's like 4 or 5-1, and then you try to bet the underdog isn't paying 4 or 5-1.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, the bookmakers got away with, I mean, from the days of Herb Lambeck scoring the lines back in the 80s and the early 90s back in Las Vegas, he was setting all the major boxing lines. But those days are gone, man. I mean, I think the sports books are just getting over on people. It's almost like lame to bet when you see what's going on.
Yeah, because I think what their job is as the sports books, and this is just for all sports, I think they put these lines out and these odds out to trick you. You know, to kind of lay a trap, to make, you know, the better on my end is intrigued by the lines, and it makes them second guess in a lot of cases. So I think in most cases, you know, they're trying to trick you. And what, you know, you have professional, what, cappers out there that do this, that pick the right side. Their job is to find the mistakes that the bookmakers make, right? You know, where they over trick you, or they, you know, and they find these, and, you know, that's how they make their money, you know, for you to, you know, they basically, you know, you hire them to bet your money, you know, on whatever they pick. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I think. And in my opinion, I think the cappers or the bookmakers, they do these lines. It's just to, you know, make you second guess yourself.
You know, when Herb Lambeck used to set lines, he used to tell me, I said, how do you do it? How do you do it? Because he was known as Herbie Hoops Lambeck. He was setting the NBA lines for years, and he was an NBA basketball expert. What I'm trying to say is, how does he say that they're going to win by a point and a half or 2 points, and then it goes down that way?
Yeah, that's a good,
it's mind-boggling, man. I mean, it is. I mean, sometimes they say to yourself, man, are they betting on themselves or what?
No, yeah, that's then. Sometimes you think that's why, you know, a lot of these sporting events may be fixed or not.
You speaking, there's a Cuban Olympic gold medalist in action last night. Andy Cruz, he's now 5-0 with a couple of KOs, with sharpening a performance of winning a unanimous nod over a guy that was 20-1 coming in, Omar Salcido. Is that something significant, or was he just a Mexican hobo?
I think it's a little bit significant. What is this? Is like his fifth or sixth pro fight, you know, and he's going up little by little. You know, he's got a, you know, decorated amateur career, and he's already getting 10, 12 round fights. You know, I thought it was a good win. I thought he looked good. You know, I think the key for Andy is he's got to be more active if he wants to get the big fights. And I think they already have him up there ranked in the top 10 as a gold medalist, you know. So and what, lo and behold, who was there to watch his fight? Shakur and Keyshawn Davis was there to watch his fight. And he beat Keyshawn like four times in the amateurs.
Yeah, if you beat him four times in the amateurs, you're probably going to beat him the fifth time in the pro, don't you think?
You would think so, but the pros and amateurs are slightly different. So,
bottom line is, I think if you can beat a guy four times, put it this way, I would have such a mental edge over a guy if I beat him four times that I don't think I could lose him the fifth time.
Yeah, I think that helps to an extent, but I think a professional, I think it's different. You get more rounds. You know, you can feel the guy
I still beat your ass, you know, four times.
You beat me four times.
Four times. I'm going to give you the when, you know, you'll be standing across the ring, and I'll be looking down at my the center of my body. You know what I'm telling you?
What are you going to be telling?
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You get it. You get that. I mean, no respect. If I beat you four times, no respect. None.
So when, if this fight was ever to take place, whether it's this year, next year, Keyshawn Davis versus Andy Cruz, you're picking Andy Cruz.
No. I'm not picking anybody right now. I'm just trying to say a little early. You feel what I'm trying to say, though.
I do feel what you're trying to say.
I could never imagine, we're rolling on a hard break here, but I could never, ever imagine losing to a guy that I beat four times in a row. I just couldn't imagine, no matter what. I know the pro and the amateur ranks are totally different. It's a different game, different beast, different animal, all that kind of good stuff, but I still couldn't imagine a guy that I beat four times licking me the fifth time. Unless I got old. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More with Tommy D, the official Sunday shot caller, right after this.
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You always said, Muhammad, you're not the man you were 10 years ago, right?
Right.
Well, I'm going to ask your wife, are you the man you was last year?
You'll get a quick answer to that.
The greatest duo in the history of boxing. No doubt about that. Muhammad Ali and Howard Cosell. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. AWB bringing us back from the break. Of course, the average white man retired in November of 2024. And, of course, the lead singer, Brent Carter, is going off to another group, a bigger band. So he leaked the news to me that he was going to a bigger band. And then the bigger band found out, said, you're not supposed to leak the news until February 1st. So he wouldn't tell me what the name of the band was, but I can't figure out what it is. So I'm a little bit stumped on that one. Brent Carter, good luck. But next week, evidently, he's going to announce he's going to a bigger band. I have no idea where he's going. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. During the week, on a Thursday morning, like 4 o'clock in the morning, my time, too early for me, too late for me, bottom line is no annoying now, 29 and zip, took out Pisu Spit. When I say spit on the show, I mean spit with an H. Talk about Yee Joon Kim. Guy came in brave, but he failed in three rounds, got stopped in the fourth round, lost every round, didn't win a minute of a round, but the bottom line is he got stopped, of course, in Illinois, still undefeated, 29-0, setting up the fight sometime in the future with Junto Nakatani, the super fight of Japan. No doubt about that, right, Tommy?
No doubt about it. It was an easy fight for him. The guy was game. The guy he fought, Kim, he was very game in the fight. His mistake, one of his biggest mistakes was he's telling Masanoy to keep hitting me. So Masanoy hit him, and then he stopped him. I thought that was a funny moment in the fight. But yeah,
I stole that name, Pisu Spit, from the great Flash Gordon, the boxing writer. Flash Gordon had, and he would call other bums KO Pectate. You know, KO Pectate's a diarrhea medicine.
No.
Yeah, so he would put like Bill KO Pectate Smith.
That's hysterical.
That's a Flash Gordon. Let me tell you, Flash Gordon was such a weird dude. He ran this Flash Gordon's boxing program, and he came out once a week on a Friday, and he mailed it to you. It was like a mailing thing back in the 80s and the 70s, I believe. And at one point in time, Mike Marley, the New York Post, was writing for the New York Post. I said to Marley, I said, do a story on Flash Gordon. Get hold of Flash Gordon. So we went over to Flash Gordon's house, and he left a business card on Flash Gordon's front door, right? When Marley got back to his house, there was spray paint all over the front of his house. Leave me the duck alone. When I say duck on the show, I mean duck with an F. He graffitied the whole front of Marley's condominium. Flash
wow.
Gordon. he didn't want to be bothered.
That's crazy.
I mean, no, but now imagine that. You're a reporter. You go out to do a story on some guy. So you go by his house. You leave a business card on his front door. But before you get home, he races over to your house and he graffitis the whole front. He tags the whole front of your house. Leave me the duck alone with an F.
That's pretty messed up.
No, that's Flash Gordon. Flash was a weird dude, man. Everybody's got a different story about Flash. I remember Mike Tyson thought I was Flash Gordon at one point in time on the phone. He goes, you're not Flash. No, Flash Magazine. Big difference. Flash Magazine, Flash Gordon, two different guys. Anyway, straight up, let's talk about the fights on the 22nd. Let's go through the odds a little bit. Zil Zhang, a +118 underdog against Ajit Kabayel, who's a -150 favorite. Is that right?
I don't know. I don't think it is right because I don't think there's much information about this guy, Ajit Kabayel, the German. I don't think there's much information, you know, and Zhang has been kind of, you know, in and out his last fight. You know, when he fought Parker, you know, he didn't finish the job and then, you know, Parker came on strong and won a decision. So I think it should be an even a pick'em fight more than Kabayel as a slight favorite. I mean, he beat the Cuban. You know, I thought he was a little bit overrated. He beat the Cuban Sanchez, who nobody knows how old he really is. So, You know,
are
so
you are
I
you
mean,
implying, are you implying that Cubans lie about their age, much like Venezuelans, Colombians? Where else? The Russians are big on that.
Dominicans.
Dominicans too.
Did I say that?
Are you alleging that Socrates Palmer is like 75 years old? And he tells people he's 32.
Listen, I don't know. I mean, he does take them Flintstone vitamins too. You seen it?
Oh, how can you say that? Dogging my brother on the air. How can you say that? Boxy's PhD. Listen, we talk about Flintstone vitamins on the show. We talk about, you know, anabolic steroids and things like that. He doesn't take that stuff. Everything he takes is legal with a wink.
As far as I know that everything is good, especially the PhD. Definitely he does not take the Flintstone vitamins. So,
okay, here's what's up. This reeks of a fix to me as far as the odds are concerned, with Zil Zhang being a plus 118 underdog and Ajit Kabel, the German fighter, being a minus 150 favorite. That reeks, something's up there. Those odds are a little suspicious to me. Callum Smith, plus 164. Joshua Butsai, minus 215. We had Butsai on the show about a year and a half ago. No big thing there. Israel Madrimov, minus 102. And Virgil Ortiz, minus 124. So that's almost a dead even fight.
Yeah, that is a 50-50 fight because we don't know. Virgil didn't look too good in his last fight. And Madrimov was in the ring with one of the best fighters in the world. And some people thought he might have won.
How did Virgil Ortiz find his way to Saudi Arabia when he couldn't find his way around that arena?
No comment. Maybe we need to talk to Robert Garcia or maybe Delahoye.
So they put a leash on his ass. They just drag him around. You know, he'll show up at this press conference, say, "I'm ready to fight." Okay, I'm ready to fight. No, I'm telling you, I think he's off that performance or off the way he was acting and his behavior and that kind of good stuff, and him looking out of it after that fight, he looked like he was walking around concussed. You know, that's not a good look.
Nah, it's not. And that's not the first time I've seen him. You know, you've seen him hurt. Or get hit pretty good. You know, I've seen him, you know, even at welterweight. And then, you know, he's had some medical history the last couple years, too.
Flintstone vitamins.
I don't know.
Are you alleging the Flintstone?
It's alleged.
What?
I'm not alleging any. It's alleged, but I don't know for sure.
Who's alleging this? Is the impeccable one calling these shots? Who's alleging that he took Flintstone vitamins, a.k.a. anabolic steroids, performance-enhancing drugs, cocaine, et cetera?
Wow.
No, I'm sorry. Except the cocaine.
I plead the fifth. I'm not saying anything. I don't allege anything. All I know is that he has not looked as stellar as what, you know, we once saw of Virgil. Is like, you know, he was supposed to be this big rising prospect. He was supposed to be one of the best welterweights coming up. And look, he couldn't make the weight. He struggled. He had problems with weight, health issues. Now he's fighting at 154, you know, got dropped three times in his last fight. Now he's fighting a Russian that we don't know much about, but he did look, you know, competitive against one of the best fighters in the world. So me per se, I'm taking Madrimov to stop Virgil Ortiz in this fight.
You know, that sounds like a solid bet, no doubt about that. But at one point in time, Virgil Ortiz, he looked like everything you wanted at 147 without the Viagra. You didn't need it. I mean, he looked like 18 knockouts. He looked like the spit.
Yeah, he was supposed to be the next guy up to fight, you know, maybe Bud Crawford. I thought that fight was looking like that might happen, you know, in the last couple of years. And, you know, and he just fell off the face of the earth. He didn't get he was supposed to fight Stanionis, who's now going to be fighting Boots in a few months. And, you know, he had to pull out of the fight a couple of times. Or they had to postpone the fight, and the fight never got made. You know, so, you know, he's on the downhill. He's got to show me something. You know, in this next fight. And I mean, it's a good opponent for him as far as, like, you know, if he can make a good performance, he'll get a lot of credit for beating a guy like Madrimov. But it's a bad opponent as far as, like, you know, off his last performance. You know, if this guy hits you, I think Virgil may be in for a long night. And it might be an early night, too.
No, a short, a lo- no, 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 no. He'd be in for a bad night and it'd be short.
A bad night, yeah, and a short night, yeah.
You know, listen, something happened to that kid. I'm telling you, something happened to him. It was at one point in time, he looked like the perfect protege, the next Oscar De La Hoya, maybe all that. He had the looks, he had the connections, the complexion, and he could fight and all knockouts, that kind of good stuff. I mean, he was well on his way to being a superstar. And then what?
And then the so-called injuries and the health problem. He had a great, he has a good promoter behind him. He has a great team around him. He has a good trainer, you know, probably one of the best trainers in the world. I like Robert Garcia. I think he's one of the best, if not the best trainer in boxing, but definitely in the top three. I mean, he had everything going for him. But
okay, top three. Who's the other two?
Injuries came from
top three. Who's the other two? Top two. Who's the
other two? I think Freddie Roach is still the top coach in boxing.
No. How can you say that when he's taking on Gervonta? He's put the training aside. He's taking on Gervonta Davis, right?
No.
Wait. No, that's time out. Mr. Roach is going to fight Gervonta Davis in April or March, right?
I think you got your roaches confused. You know, so I mean,
I smoke roaches, so I don't know what you're talking about. But bottom line is,
there's multiple roaches in this equation. Okay. You know, and there's multiple.
Hey, but does Freddie Roach have a bigger chance, better chance than the other Roach?
That's kind of not fair, but. Yeah, I'm going to say no.
Okay, back to February 22nd. Of course, live on pay-per-view. Madrimov, as I said, a minus 102. I'm looking down the line here. It's really close all the way around. One point in time, one place, Madrimov is plus 100, and Virgil Ortiz is minus 130. So that's the longest odds. Carlos Adames and Hamaz Shiraz. Is Carlos Adames anything to get excited about?
I like him. I think he's pretty solid. I think he's a good fight. I think that's going to be a good fight. Who's he fighting? Shiraz. Yeah, and he's a solid fight. That's a good fight. I think that's a real good fight.
Shiraz, a minus 240 underdog. Of course, Carlos Adames, the WBC 160-pound title holder, plus 182 favorite. Also on the card, of course, Shakur Stevenson and Floyd Schofield. Schofield, a plus 620 underdog. And Stevenson, a minus 1,100 favorite. See, now here's what's up. So he's a minus 1,100 favorite. Back in the days, back when Las Vegas was really, like, sort of cool, one guy would be 11-1, so you can get, like, 8.5 or 9-1 the other way. You feel me?
Yeah.
And you're not getting that here. Why? These guys are just – it's a get-over.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, they're making a lot of money off this fight, too. I mean, I don't – okay. And this kid, Floyd Schofield, I mean, he's not even ranked in the top 10, and he's getting a title shot.
Well, you know what would be nice if Floyd could step on Shakur Stevenson's foot and knock him out?
That would be great.
Time out. I feel the same way, but why would it be great, Tommy D, if Shakur Stevenson got knocked out?
I think just as a fan's perspective, I think that'll be great for the fans. I think everybody loves an upset. Everybody likes a big knockout, an upset knockout.
Okay, everybody loves an upset, but who loves Shakur?
People in New York.
You mean the people that were fleeing the arena the last time, like they yelled fire drill?
And I was there. That was pretty embarrassing. Man. Everybody walked out. They were walking out in like the 10th or 11th
It looked like
round.
A fire drill. All these people are fleeing the arena.
That was pretty embarrassing.
Okay, let's go.
Upsets are big in boxing. I mean, you know, you always love a good underdog story. You know, so that'd be good for Kid Austin if he was to pull the upset. I don't see it happening, but you never know.
Buster Douglas and Mike Tyson, of course. Buster Douglas say 40-1. Underdog. The only guy I know that bet him was Ron Borges of the Boston Globe, the boxing writer who's still around. He actually bet on Buster Douglas.
Did he give any reason as to why?
He just thought that it was Mike Tyson's. Mike Tyson was messing up. Mike Tyson was doing this. Mike Tyson was doing that. And that Buster had two training camps in a row. You know, Buster, they were supposed to do this fight. It took place February 11th, 1990, which was Larry Murch's birthday. But it was supposed to take place in, like, November or October. And then they canceled it because Tyson wasn't ready physically or mentally, so they pushed it up to February. And, of course, the meltdown in Tokyo when Mike Tyson was over there banging those hookers and doing that blow.
Yeah, him and, you know, your buddy Don King.
Oh, no, Don wasn't doing the blow, though. Anyway, real quick, Danny Dubois and Joseph Parker. Dubois, minus 240 favorite.
You know what? I like the energy of Parker. I like the face-off that they had. I just like Parker's attitude. I think Dubois is overlooking him. I think he's looking too much into Usyk. I'm going to pick an upset here. I think Parker beats Dubois in this fight.
February 22nd, live on pay-per-view, or steal it where you can. That's the bottom line, of course, around here, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We never advocate stealing pay-per-views, but we advocate getting binoculars and watching through other people's windows and then going to strip clubs up the street or going over to the Impeccable One's house because he buys all the pay-per-views.
Hey, it's only $25, this pay-per-view, and it's the best card out of all. It's better than next week's card. I mean, you only got the main event. After that, it's really nothing.
Okay.
So it's only $25.
Okay, so what I want you to do is I want you to send me the receipt that you paid for this card after the card.
I might be going to a bar watching the fight.
Whoa, though, so like... man. I can't get nobody to fax me a receipt, man. A fax. Nobody sent me a receipt. Hey, you have a good week. Hug the wife. Hug the kids. You have a great day, man.
All right, Paige, I appreciate you, man. Have a good one. Thank you.
The great Sir Thomas Dillamuth, the Sunday Shot Caller on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Take it away, Impeccable One.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, can I tell you something?
Huh?
I play high school football.
Mm-hmm.
Football is that's a tough sport. Compared to boxing, it's much tougher than boxing. I mean, I enjoy it while I'm playing it, but it's a tough, tough sport. I thank God that I did play when I started boxing. When I got tired from working hard, I thought about a football day, I kept it on going.
The one and the only Ernie Shaver is featured in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming up after the news. But straight up, I also spent some time with Chuck Wepner, of course, a man that was the character behind the Rocky movies, and Sylvester Stallone. Talk about that and more. Of course, he wasn't happy with the way I interviewed him, but you know, that's the way it goes. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing. Oh, John Tate was born on January 29, 1955. Of course, Tate was an Olympic bronze medalist in 1976. He died of injuries sustained following a one-car automobile accident. It was determined that he suffered a massive stroke caused by a brain tumor while driving. The pickup truck crashed into a utility pole, and he was history. He got knocked out. That was, I think, his climactic. Actually, the top of his career was getting knocked out two fights in a row by Mike Weaver and Trevor Burbank. I think that was sort of it. But the bottom line is, you know, he was a good guy. He was good to be around. He was a decent interview, this and that. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, he wasn't all that much of a fighter. I didn't think he was all that much. Of course, Mike Weaver knocking him out. And, of course, Trevor Burbank knocking him out. Weaver knocking him out in the 15th round of a title fight. Weaver was ahead in that fight by 5 points. And, of course, he got knocked out by Trevor Burbank in a fight where he was losing as well. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. Stay tuned for hour number two. The news crept up on me.
Shorts, I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. The road to Super Bowl 59 continues as the Eagles take on the Commanders for the NFC Championship game, and Josh Allen and the Bills will take on Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Can the Chiefs get back to the Super Bowl, or will the Bills defeat them? On the court, in the NBA scoreboard, a big slate out of yesterday. The Pacers beat the Spurs 136-98. Nuggets and Timberwolves. Nuggets take the W 133-104. Celtics and the Mavericks in the NBA Finals rematch. Celtics come out on top 122-107. Heat on the road into Brooklyn outnetted the Nets, winning 106-97. Hornets win against the Pelicans 123-92. Magic take a W at home over the Pistons 121-113. Raptors win on the road against the Hawks 117-94. Knicks in a big fashion win against the Kings 143-120. Rockets blast off to a win over the Cavaliers in a close one 135-131. Grizzlies win over the Jazz 125-103. 76ers get a win against the Bulls 109-97. Lakers center Anthony Davis in a dominant game had 36 points, 13 rebounds, and 3 assists to help his team win over the Golden State Warriors 118-108. Sun shining bright in a win over the Wizards 119-109, and the Clippers get a win over the Bucks 127-117. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. We've reached the penultimate weekend of the NFL season with the AFC and NFC Championship games looming Sunday. For the first time this season, we played two plays of the week in a weekend last Sunday, and we hit them both, with the Rams grabbing 6.5 points in covering in Philly, and the Bills at home grabbing 1.5 points and beating the mistake-prone Ravens. So let's take our 3-0 postseason mark and 12-7-2 overall mark to the championship weekend. Nothing yet on the early game from this corner, so let's slip to the 6:30 Eastern game on CBS from Arrowhead Stadium. The Chiefs are chasing the Patriots' record of participating in 8 straight AFC championship games, and this is their 7th straight appearance. So this will mark the 14th consecutive year with either Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady chasing the Lamar Hunt Trophy. For the Bills, they make just their second appearance since the early 90s AFC dominant Jim Kelly teams. Since the 1990s, that one other time they made the AFC Championship game was the COVID 2020 season when they lost to the Chiefs. These teams last met in Orchard Park on November 19th with the public dog Chiefs losing 30-21. If you followed the Chiefs at all, you know that the vast majority of their wins, 13 of 16 this season, have been decided by 10 points or less. And this game will be no different. We all look for reasons to write this team off, and they continue to win most all the close games. Mahomes is 4-2 in these AFC Championship games, with the losses coming to New England and Cincinnati. Josh Allen and the Bills were outplayed for several junctures in last week's game, but like the Chiefs, they found a way to win. If you like stats, the home team is 15-3 over the past 18 AFC title games. In a reversed role, it is the Bills who are the public dog here, and I like to go opposite of that more often than not. For the first time this season, we'll play a favorite, albeit a small one, Kansas City minus 1.5. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it! This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but believe me, never duplicated. I've been knocking out bums now for 4 decades. 40 years knocking out albums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am ever so modest. So, of course, when I say modest, think caps. I'm a 4-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning boxer. So guess what? I bring a unique combination dance. But yeah, I'm not buying the pay-per-views. I'm not. I go to people's houses. I go to strip clubs, this and that. I don't buy pay-per-views. For the most part, I don't. But guess what? Come the 22nd of February, this might be a pay-per-view card worth buying. Of course, we're talking about the big fight coming to us from Saudi Arabia. We went through the card in hour number one. Of course, topped by the rematch between the light heavyweight champions, actually the former light heavyweight champion Dmitry Bivol, a guy that holds a win over Canelo Alvarez, of course, and the Artur Bitev, of course, 20-0, 19 knockouts, the reigning light heavyweight champion of the world, 38, 39 years old, 40 years old, 45 years old. God knows how old those Russians are, but the bottom line is Bitev and Bivol are going to do a rematch on February 22nd, of course, on the same card. Wow, Joseph Parker, Zio Zhang, there's some great heavyweights on that card. I think it's going to be a gangbuster, no doubt about that. So if there's a fight that you want to buy, a fight card that you want to buy, I think this is a fight card worth buying. Of course, it's David Morrell and David Benavidez going this next week at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. I think the main event, it's probably one of the most intriguing fights in a long time. But, is that enough to really buy? If you're spending like 70 or 80 bucks, is that enough? I don't know. I mean, you know, it's not like you need Viagra to get up for this fight. Any fight involving David Benavidez, I mean, it's going to be exciting, no doubt about that. Of course, and you've got David Morrell on the other side of the ring. Of course, an outstanding amateur coming to us from Cuba. Got that lineage, got that Cuban tradition, of course. No doubt about it, only 11 fights, so that's the short end of him. That's the short end. 11 fights versus almost 30. So it's experience, and that is in David Benavidez's pocket. Can he use that and propel that to victory? We'll see what happens. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. In this hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, I'm going to touch live I'll touch on both Chuck Wepner and Ernie Shavers, two of the characters in the world of the heavyweight division back in the day. But straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite, and the American Forces Network. Twitch.tv, Frank1961 has been released from his porn suspension on Twitch. He's back on Twitch, straight up. Ring Talk Live Worldwide, more after the break.
Airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Did he hurt you or your children?
No.
You're okay.
Doing really just random stuff, you know, like he puts holy water on me. I don't know what's going on with him.
Are you going to stop somewhere and meet with the police so they can talk to you?
Should I go to the police station?
If you're pouring holy water on the old lady, something's up, don't you think? I mean, come on, either she's the devil or you're like punch drunk, one or the other. Of course, talking about former UFC lightweight champion, 155-pound Tony Ferguson. Ferguson, a good fighter at one point in time, but, you know, he took a couple of blows that I saw that I thought were, like, inhuman to take. I mean, he, like, got knocked out, but these blows that guys take in the world of mixed martial arts, I don't think they're recoverable. I just don't. I mean, you guys just don't recover from those ass whoopings straight up. I just, you know, that's why I'm down on, I mean, I'm down with a street fight, But I'm not down when you can hit guys when they're on the ground. Because even in a street fight, I never hit guys when they're on the ground. That was like part of my MO. You just didn't do it. No way, no how. It was like it was dirty. And of course, now you can do it. And when you hit guys when they're on the ground, their head's got nowhere to go. So that means the head absorbs all the blow, meaning the brain. Bottom line is that ain't a good thing. No matter, no way, no how. Bottom line is Noah Noi, of course, stayed undefeated this week, 29-0, fighting at 4 o'clock in the morning my time against Eugene Kim, aka Pisu Spit. But the bottom line is Kim came in with a decent record, but he lost in four rounds. Of course, Najee Lopez, a winner in TKO in six rounds, was over Lennon Castillo, of course. And I want to give some props to a guy by the name of Dalton Smith. They said he looked really good. The fact that he drilled Waleed Quizza for the European and WBC super lightweight title, 140-pound bouts. Of course, that was January 25th, yesterday, in the UK. But the bottom line is the UK's got it going on as far as boxing is concerned. But the heavyweight champion is no longer from the UK. Of course, I'm talking about Oleg Usyk from the Ukraine. I mean, you would think that he would be like, beating a drum for Ukraine in this war against Russia and this and that, but he's really not, per se. He's sort of like taking a back seat on that one. I don't know what he's doing, but I think if I was in a position to be heavyweight champion of the world, I think I would be talking about some of the crazy stuff that's going on in Ukraine. I mean, the Russians are throwing nuclear weapons at us and all kinds of different stuff like that, so I think that we should be talking about that. But then again, you don't mix politics with sports. That's what you're not supposed to do, but I think that if you're a heavyweight champion, you're obligated to do so. Obligated, that's just the way it is. And of course, Javonte Davis is going to take on not Freddie Roach. I keep saying it's Freddie Roach, but it's not Freddie Roach. It's Lamont Roach. So let's get that straight. Hunsu Nakatani, I think, is one of the best fighters pound for pound in the world. Of course, the Japanese champion, 118 pounds from the WBC. Him and the aforementioned Noah Noi, the super battle in Japan that should probably take place in 2025. I think it should take place this year, but I think Noi is going to try to push it off. I think Noi is going to realize that, you know what, this guy's probably the only guy that could probably beat me. This pushes Ali Frazier fight probably a little bit later in the line. No doubt about that. Now, Terrence Crawford, pound for pound, maybe the best fighter in the world. That's what people say, of course. I got Inouye being the pound for pound best fighter. Of course, talk about Hunto Nakatani being number nine. I got him about number eight, number seven. But the best fighter in the world right now, without a doubt, you have to look at all the different divisions, right? And you have to say to yourself, maybe it's Gervonta Davis. Not really, because Gervonta's never fought anybody. He hasn't. He hasn't fought a guy that held the belt. He's given all these vacant titles. He is Mr. Vacant Titles. So you really can't put a whole lot of emphasis behind that undefeated mark that he's got. He hasn't fought the top guys. Of course, take that back. He did knock out Ryan Garcia. Speaking of Ryan Garcia, talking about a comeback fight sometime in April or May, they don't know what direction they're going to go with Ryan Garcia, but any direction they go in is going to end up with a Devin Haney rematch. Because Devin Haney, the former 140-pound champion who was defeated by Ryan Garcia, but then Ryan Garcia tested positive for some performance-enhancing drug, perhaps, and the bottom line is, they took the win away. How can you take a win away? You can't do that. You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. That's basically what this was. I mean, he got his ass whooped. Devin Haney got his ass. I mean, he just did. And what happened? He got knocked down four times, one round. Harvey Dock, the referee, gave him all kinds of a benefit of a doubt. In fact, Bernard Hopkins, a former world middleweight champion, of course, a co-promoter at Golden Boy Promotions, said that the black referee did the black fighter, he did the brother a solid. Say what? Yeah, he did the brother a solid. That's what Bernard Hopkins, supposed to be an independent voice here, the promoter of the fight. That's what he was saying. So what I'm trying to tell you is that Harvey Dock, he probably should be suspended for a long time, but people don't suspend him. They give him another fight right afterwards. That's just the way it is. I think that was a horrible performance. I think that was a performance that reeked of possibly being in Devin Haney's pocket. Don't beat up on Devin. That's basically what Ryan Garcia was told by the referee, by Harvey Dock. Don't beat up on Devin, no doubt about that. So Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney is probably going to be the rematch of 2025, somewhere down the line, probably August, September. But, they're talking about September the 13th now, or something like that, September, the fight between Terrence Crawford and Canelo Alvarez, of course, taking place either in Saudi Arabia or here in the United States, but most likely Saudi Arabia. Now, of course, we talked about that a little bit earlier in hour number one with Sir Kenneth Rainford from the UK. Even though he gets paid to go over, he's a paid spokesperson for the Arabs. I got to mention that. Yeah, I have to mention that. He gets paid to go over there. They get paid him money to go over there and sit in the stands. I kid you not. So anyway, Kenny Rainford gets money from the Saudi Arabians. So he's still willing to rip them. He doesn't not rip them, but per se, we don't like the fact that the Saudis are taking over boxing. They bought Ring Magazine. Of course, Ring Magazine now back on the newsstands, and I think that's sort of cool. But, when one guy's got control of something, it reeks of it just ain't cool. It's just not cool. You don't want one guy. Even when Bob Arum and Don King were going back and forth, there was never one guy that was really supreme. It just wasn't. There was never one guy that really stood out. It was like both those guys bucking back and forth. Of course, the two titans that are. Okay, but the bottom line is nowadays, it's going to be nothing but Saudi Arabia money. Of course, they're giving all kinds of fighters, all kinds of big money. Crawford's going to get, like somebody told me, close to $85 or $90 million to go over there and fight. Of course, moving up a couple of weight classes. He's agreed to all the different weight stipulations with Canelo Alvarez. Canelo Alvarez, the 168-pound champion. Of course, the guy that hasn't fought, the number one contender, the aforementioned David Benavidez, for 3 years. He forced Benavidez to move up in weight. Of course, yesterday, Frank 1961, House Historian, which was recently, as I mentioned earlier, was recently readmitted to Twitch after having some problems with evidently porn. Was it porn? He says it was bootleg music, but I think it was porn. But the bottom line is, you know, no big thing. Tommy D, of course, Tommy D's got that channel on YouPorn. That's what I keep saying. But the bottom line is, he keeps telling me it's YouTube. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I'm having a blast, no doubt about that. Now, the heavyweight champion of the world, as I mentioned, Oleg Usyk, what's he going to do next? I don't know. I guess he's waiting on the Daniel Dubois winner. If Dubois wins, of course, he fights Dubois probably in the UK, and that's a big money. That's a big money fight in the UK. There's not too many other big fights out there for Oleg Usyk. Now, you know, Kenny Ranford talked about him being a good fighter in hour number one and things like that, and I think he's a good fighter, but people say that he's super special and this kind of stuff. I guess he's got to be. He hasn't lost in a long time, never lost as a cruiserweight, never lost as a professional at all, won all these fights, beat the heavyweight champion not once but twice. Of course, underdogs the first time around, not the second time around, but underdog the first time around. Of course, been an underdog for the most part because he's undersized. When you're small, you know, things happen. Size matters to two things, pornography and combat sports. And Oleg Usyk is slightly on the smaller side. So I kept thinking that size would prevail and that, you know, Tyson Fury would be able to impose his will. I mean, even if Usyk was moving around the ring on me and, you know, being elusive, this and that, I would step on his foot and I'd hit him so hard he wouldn't know what happened. I mean, if I was 6'9", I would do like, you know, like George Foreman's sucker Michael Moore, how he played with him for 8 or 9 rounds, played with him, let him do his thing, let him get relaxed, and then you drill him. But then again, Tyson Fury isn't as smart as George Foreman, no doubt that's bad. Speaking of George Foreman, celebrating birthday number 76 a couple of weeks ago, a fortnight ago, of course, we talked about the fact that in hour number one, that all these heavyweights per se from the 1970s. I'm talking about, well, Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier, I can go on and on, Ron Lyle, Ernie Shavers, Jerry Quarry especially, you know, Ken Norton. All these guys suffer from chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Of course, that's chronic brain damage brought on by repeated head blows, and people don't realize that. They want the great fights, but you got to see these guys afterwards. So when I hear a guy saying that, you know, they want Canelo Alvarez to fight Terrence Crawford, and Terrence Crawford's a welterweight coming up. I say to myself, this reeks of a mismatch and somebody getting hurt, right? No, not so. I think Terrence Crawford can fight. And when you can fight, it really doesn't matter how much weight you're giving up. If you're giving up 10 or 15 pounds, sometimes you can get away with it. Sometimes you can't. So what I'm trying to tell you is I think there's going to be an upset here. I just feel an upset in the air. Why? Canelo's long in the tooth. He's been fat the last couple of fights as far as getting in the ring concerned. Of course, he's got a little belly. He doesn't want to do anything tough anymore. He said he wouldn't fight David Benavidez because of his attitude, because he came to me and said, you know, blow me and that kind of good stuff. And, you know, and of course, you know, Canelo's far above that. Instead, he gave his last opponent, Jaime Munguia, a $150,000 car after he fought him. And think about that. After you beat a guy, then you give him $150,000. What does that mean? That reeks of a fix. Doesn't that reek of a fix or some type of, you know, I mean, come on, some type of arrangement? I mean, come on. Why would you buy a guy a $150,000 car after you beat him in a fight? You just wouldn't. There's no doubt about that. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Let's go to an early break. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Coming up, we'll do something with Chuck Wepner.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Oh, when you do bad, he'll talk about you. Muhammad, he's looking bad. Ken Norton just hit him in the jaw. I wonder if he broke that same jaw. Angelo, ask Muhammad, is his jaw broke? I'm in the ring, Pedro.
My buddy, Alan Gorey, lead singer of the Average White Band, of course, leader of the band. They retired November 2024, of course, may they enjoy their retirement. Of course, the lead singer, Brent Carter, my good buddy, former lead singer of Tower of Power. That's where I met him back in 1997, of course, and did three or four albums with them back when they did albums. And then, of course, he's with the AWB for like 13 years. And, of course, they've disbanded now. He says he's with a bigger band. I can't figure out what the band is. Of course, I just Earth, Wind & Fire, and that's a bigger band. I couldn't find it. Bottom line is, let's talk about Chuck Wepner. Chuck Wepner was the Bayonne bleeder, per se. Of course, a professional with a 50-fight career, of course, 36-14. Bottom line is, at one point in time, he knocked out Muhammad Ali when Ali was, of course, the guy, per se, in boxing, no doubt about it, whenever he was, of course, when he was in the ring. But the bottom line is, Chuck Wepner and I sat down, I guess that had to be about 15 years ago, and we had this short conversation.
We're honored to have Chuck Wepner on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, folks, an outstanding heavyweight back in the day, of course, knocked down Muhammad Ali, but we'll get to that. He was the story of the Rocky movies, and now there's a movie all about him. I'm talking about Chuck. So, Chuck Wepner, talk to me about Chuck.
Well, it's a movie that's been a long time in the making, over 11 years. You know, we finally got the right script, and most of all, we got the right actor. We got Liev Schreiber to play me in the movie, and I'm thrilled about that. He's a great actor and a terrific young guy.
Okay, the movie's already in the theaters. It's got rave reviews. Of course, everybody's rocking and rolling. And Hollywood has had a relationship with boxing since the silent movie days. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. They are very enamored with the sport and the sport and the squared circle. Now, before we get back to Chuck just for a second, I got to ask you about my buddy Sylvester Stallone. And the reason why I say my buddy is I interviewed him one time, and he was a bit of a turd. And I'll go into that maybe on another day. But, you know, he stole your story back in 1975 or 1976, and he didn't pay you a dime until 2011. What a dick.
Well, you know, he did the right thing by me. I don't know what your opinion of it is, but he's in my mind, he's a good guy. You know, he tried to put me in Rocky II. He wrote a part in Ching Web. I have the script right here, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. And I had 22 lines, and he called me into Philadelphia to read for the part, and I didn't do well. He even gave me a second chance to read for the part an hour and a half later, and I still didn't do that great. You know, it was one of those things. So time went by, and finally we got together, and we squared away everything, and everything is fine now.
Well, I'm glad that he got straight up with you. Now, I got to bring you back to March 29, 1975, fighting Muhammad Ali. You said it was the greatest experience of your life. When I spent 2 weeks with him over in China, those were the greatest 2 weeks of my life. I mean, he just, there's something about the greatest in great times being around that guy, isn't there?
Yes, he is. We spent a lot of time together because we also did a commentary and a little short film on Tooth Decay for Washington. So we spent about 4 or 5 days. You're absolutely right. He's a terrific guy, and I cherish that 4 days that we spent with him. It was great. We had a couple of the former president of the United States there, and Ali acted up with him, and he's a peanut farmer.
Jimmy Carter.
And he was on the dais, and he made believe he fell asleep when the president was speaking. And Carter says, "Oh, my God, I must be boring. The champ went to sleep." And he woke up just then, and he introduced Ali, and Ali got up there and talked for 15 minutes. It was great.
Okay. Chuck Wepner is our guest. The movie's Chuck, folks. I'm going to see it this weekend before I do the Saturday night show, so I will have a review on it for Saturday night, the Johnny Taco Show at 10 p.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But let's go back to the Ali fight. Knocking him down, did you step on his foot?
No. I hit him with the right hand under the heart. He threw a jab. I slipped it to the right, threw a right hand. If you watch the film, you can see the punch land. Now, that shot of me stepping on his foot, that could have been any time during the fight. They never protested it. Ali took the 8 count, got up, and kept fighting. Drew Goodie Brown came up with a story later on, 2 hours after the fight. But you know what? It's all conjecture, and it was called a knockdown, and it makes good press.
Drew Bundini Brown, the king of BS himself?
Yeah, that was him. Drew worked his corner that night.
Okay, let's go back to the Sun. I knew Sonny Liston's last trainer, Johnny Tocco. Remember Johnny Tocco that ran the gym in Las Vegas? Do you remember him?
No, I heard the name, but no, I didn't know. Yeah, he started out in Vegas.
He was Sonny Liston's last trainer, and Davey Pearl, the manager. Of course, he was a referee of Tommy Hearns and Sugar Ray Leonard back in 1981 as well. But they were of the opinion that Sonny had some issues with the mob when he went back to fight you, and there were rumors that the mob wanted him to lose to you and all this kind of stuff. And, gee, is there any truth to that at all, Mr. Wepner?
Well, God, I'll tell you what, if they wanted him to lose, he sure as hell didn't do it, because in that fight they got a broken nose, broken right cheekbone, and 71 stitches. You know, I pressed him the whole fight, and that was my style. As a matter of fact, at the end of the ninth round, Bonnie Felix, the referee, wanted to stop the fight, and I said, "Bonnie, one more round, let me finish it." He said, "All right, how many fingers do I have up? I said, how many guesses do I get?" You know, I couldn't see nothing. You know, it was they stopped the fight with a minute and 23 seconds to go in the 10th round. And Liston was tough guy, biggest puncher I ever fought, and I fought 4 world champions.
No doubt about that. Chuck Wepner is our guest, folks. The movie's Chuck is out at your theaters as I speak. What can people expect out of this movie besides reality? I mean, there's no sugarcoating in this movie, is there? I've been told it's like straight up Chuck.
Yep, it is straight up Chuck, and you're absolutely right. There's no sugarcoating. They expect to see the life and times of the real Chuck Wepner. You know, I inspired Rocky. It was the fight with Ali that inspired it. And but this movie tells the truth. It doesn't pull any punches. And so far, we've got a lot of great reviews, not one bad one. And if you go to see the fight, I'm sure you'll come home and be happy that you went.
With that, sir, we say goodbye. We wish you the very best of luck with your movie, Chuck. And, of course, anytime you want to come back to Sports Byline, the red carpet is open for Mr. Chuck Wepner. No doubt about that. The body on bleeder. You are a class act in boxing. You're a class act outside of the ring, sir. You're a credit to the human race and the sport of boxing. Thank you for your time and your dedication.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
The great Chuck Wepner on Sports Byline.
Boy, was I kissing his ass or what? Holy cow, man. Pull out the tongue, French kiss time. That was too much. I couldn't believe it. Oh! Of course, that was Chuck Wepner, still going, 36-14. Got stopped 9 times. Of course, fought four world champions, 30-17 KOs. Not much of a puncher, but he always came. He always had a story about him, of course, and he was the story of Rocky, no doubt about it. And, of course, I tried to get him into a pissing contest with my buddy Sylvester Stallone. The reason why I say that, my buddy Stallone, is that we when the Contender TV show was concluding, had the big championship finale, I think, in Las Vegas, of course, and he was there, and we did Stallone on TV and that kind of good stuff. And Stallone was a bit of a turd. He just was. I mean, I use the word turd, but you know what I'm trying to say. He was a piece of spit with an H. Anyway, he just was. I interviewed him, and I take that back. The best part about interviewing Stallone was I had the most beautiful camera person in the entire world. I hooked up with some girl that worked at Caesar's Palace in a gift shop, and I got her to be my camera woman, and she went all over Vegas with me that night. And guess what? I gave the film to my, you're not going to believe this. I gave the film to my aunt because my aunt was going to take it and have it developed, the big long movie and this and that, and guess what happened? She lost it in the taxi cab. So somehow, anyway, I miss my Auntie Julia. I don't know that about them. But Auntie Julia, how could you lose that? Hey, let's talk about some dates in boxing. Tony Willis and Dennis Andrews, of course, battling for the WBC light heavyweight title February 21st, 1989. I was in the dressing room afterwards when Tony Willis came back. He had some white powder in a bag, and he had that in his cup. Kid you not, white powder in a bag. Of course, somebody else took the drug test for him. That's what I was told, because when I saw him, he didn't have the urine. He was sort of handed the urine test. So anyway, bottom line is that was post-fight in Tucson, Arizona. Now, I go to Texas, and we'll talk about, man, back six, wow, I can't believe it's been this long ago. Of course, this was a tough one. Kid Akeem was a good kid to be around. He just was. And, of course, he ran into Robert Kroger. He was a guy that was from originally from Nigeria, and he was a tough street fighter back then. But he accomplished a good boxing background here. He had Billy Baxter, I think the professional gambler, was his manager. But the bottom line is he got into a fight with Robert Kroger, and he got a brain bleed. And he got a severe brain bleed. Of course, anytime you get a brain bleed, you should never box again. But he got a bad, bad brain bleed. He had to have a clot removed from his brain. And the bottom line is when they took him into the when they took him into the dressing room and pulled off his cup, he had cocaine in his cup. I don't know what these guys, why you got to, I don't know what it is. You carry coke into the ring and make you feel stronger or something like that. I can't figure it out. Both, but allegedly Tony Willis and definitely Akeem Mantafashi went into the ring with cocaine in their cup. I don't understand. You got a coke problem? I guess so. Anyway, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Kid Akeem died not from the fight with Robert Kroger, of course, that took place in 1989. Not from that fight, 1991, not from that fight, but he died in training. They told him never to box again. He had this big brain bleed in the whole 9 yards, but he went back to Nigeria. He couldn't get anything done. Actually, he got busted for selling drugs in Las Vegas on street corners. I mean, that's how low he got. Billy Baxter couldn't help him anymore because Baxter was only going to back him when he had some money, when he got some money coming back as far as the boxing end of it. But professional boxer he was, Kid Akeem Mantafashi, went broke and then started selling drugs in Las Vegas. They deported him for that. He went back to Nigeria. He boxed a little bit in the gym, and one day he died. Just died from a brain injury. So the bottom line is, when they tell you to stop, you should stop. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We come back after the break. We'll hear from Ernie Shavers, the hardest puncher in the history of boxing, next up on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I am honored, folks, with the presence of my next guest. Of course, he is called the Acorn, the Black Destroyer. I call him Ernie Shavers. Ernie, how's life treating you, my brother?
Life is great. And the fight game, I'm a lot of from business wise. I'm well known worldwide. I can travel all over the world. I stay quite busy.
74-14 with one draw. Let's talk about your boxing career before we get into Ernie Shavers 2017. Larry Holmes told me one time, me and Larry were kicking it in Antigua. You know where Antigua is? It's one of them islands out there in the Caribbean.
I've been there, yeah.
Yeah. So me and Larry are kicking it on the beach, and I'm saying, you know, what's it like, man? I mean, you know, fighting these dudes. You fought some bad dudes. He goes, yeah. He goes, you know. I said, Larry, you know, the only time I ever got knocked down in a fight was when I didn't see a punch coming. He said, yeah. He goes, that applies with everybody. I said, with everybody except one person. I said, who's that? He goes, Ernie Shavers. He goes, you can see the punch coming, but it don't matter. You're probably going down. You hit that hard, man.
Yeah, I was a tremendous puncher. See, I grew up on a farm doing bales of hay. We had an old wooden furniture, a lot of chopping trees down for the cold, from the cold. So they built up my leg and back myself where the power come from.
Interesting. But, you know, when, how can I put this? Holmes told me you hit hard. I was with Ali in Macau on a couple of different occasions and this and that, and we talked about hard punches, this and that. And he said Ernie Shavers, and Ali wasn't the most vocal guy in the world in 1994, but he just rolled his eyes anytime I mentioned your name, man. Keep him away from me. Keep Ernie Shavers away from me. Ernie, I mean, they loved you, but they didn't want you around.
Well, I got along with Ali. Ali and Larry both were good to me. Mm-hmm. Ali let me use his training camp to prepare for Jimmy Hall's fight and three other fights. Larry always worked for me when I needed sparring partners.
Interesting. So, who got you started in boxing? Who was a manager? I can't think of his name right now. A little short guy. He fought. He used to fight back in the day as well. I can't think of his name. Who am I thinking of?
Pedro Tomes.
No. The little Jewish cat. The little Jewish cat that was with Don King. Remember, he lost you to Don King in a contract dispute or something like that. You know what I'm talking about.
But he didn't get me started. That guy didn't get me started. Pedro told me I got me started.
Okay.
I know what you're talking about. The John guy did work for me while I got in the fight game. But Pedro told me
your pal Howard. That's who started me in 70, like in 1967.
Okay. When you hit people and they fall the way they did, what did that say to you? You realize early on that you could punch, but when you could punch harder than any man in the history of the heavyweight division, and that's how you're regarded as the hardest puncher in the heavyweight history. George Foreman has told me that. Muhammad Ali has told me that. Larry Holmes has told me that. If those three guys tell me that, I'm going to believe them. You are the hardest puncher in heavyweight history.
Well, see, I grew up on a farm, see. I did a lot of hard work. We did a lot of chopping trees, throwing bales of hay, pounding bags of wheat, and that made me become a hard puncher. I developed my back and leg muscle where the power come from. So when I started boxing, I'm a natural puncher then. It taught me how to punch correctly.
You know, they put guys that aren't even boxers in the world in the International Boxing Hall of Fame, like Sylvester Stallone. He's an actor. They put him in the International Boxing Hall of Fame. They got boxing writers they put in the International Boxing Hall of Fame. You're the hardest puncher in heavyweight history, in the history of the game, in the history of Marcus of Queensbury rules, in the history of boxing, in the history of martial arts. You are the hardest hitter ever. You belong in that Hall of Fame, man, just as much as those other guys do.
Let me tell you why I'm not in there, sir. I'm in a couple of Hall of Fames. I just won one last year. See, the Hall of Fame, they contacted me, want me to come in. I didn't want to do it. I felt so much. I wouldn't go up there and sign autographs and work 3 or 4 days. I didn't want to do it. Hall of Fame, that means nothing to me. God knows, punch hard. That's all I need to know.
But you know what? Boxing fans, I think, they feel that you deserve your props, and that's where your props would come.
Well, sir, can I tell you something? I'm in 2 or 3 Hall of Fame, and a Hall of Fame doesn't mean nothing to me. The world knows it. The fighters know it. That's all that counts.
Well, we put you in the Ring Talk Hall of Fame. No doubt about that, man. The hardest puncher pound for pound in the entire world. Now, Ernie Shavers, Larry Holmes said that he could see your punch coming and still get knocked down. How can I put this? I told you earlier, I've never been knocked down by a punch that I saw coming, so I don't know what that was. I don't know what that was like to be able to see a punch, because when you can see a punch, I don't know about you, but when you can see a punch coming, you can sort of like stand up to it. For some reason, you could take it. But when you can't see a punch coming, it's like, man, things happen.
Well, see, I'm such a powerful puncher, and I punch a lot harder and faster than most people believe. It caught a big up slow. I had a lot of speed.
Yep.
And a lot of power. That's what I knocked them out with.
74-14, 68 knockouts, considered the hardest puncher in heavyweight history. Of course, he told us how he got that punching power. Now, what is life like for Ernie Shavers 2017?
Life is great. I'm known worldwide. I get to go to Europe. I work in Europe. I work all over America. I got 4 or 5 meetings coming up now. I'm leaving out this weekend. So I do a lot of traveling. I do a lot of work.
Ernie, you got to get me some work. You're doing all this work. You got to get me some work.
Well, see, the fight game is so good to me, and I treat people fair. See, Archie Moore, Sugar Ray Robinson, Rocky Marciano, all those guys told me what to do when I retired. How to treat people, how to care of myself. I do it, and then working for me.
You know, I got to work with two of those guys, of course, the great Ray Robinson, Warren Walker Smith. He and I spent much of a weekend together, the Tommy Hearns, Roberto Duran weekend in June of 1984. He was staying in the hotel room across from me in the old Aladdin Hotel in Las Vegas. So I got to spend some time with him. And, you know, man, he wasn't only the greatest in the ring as far as pound for pound is concerned, but he was an outstanding man as far as outside the ring is concerned. He really knew boxing. He knew more about society and people than you can imagine for a prize fighter. He was well-versed and a very articulate man.
Oh, yeah. I met him here in Las Vegas. He gave me some good advice. I listened to it, and it worked out well.
Well, that's good. Anyway, what are you doing this week? What's Ernie Shavers doing this week?
Well, I go back to work next week. I'll be up in somewhere out midway west. Person out there.
Okay.
Then I've got 3 or 4 places lined up now to make appearances. I do autograph signing and stuff like that. So I stay quite busy.
Okay. When you look at I'm gonna hit you with a hard question here. 111 National Football League players were tested that died recently, and they were tested in after they were dead for their brains as far as brain damage was concerned, and all 110 out of 111 of them came up with this severe brain damage called CTE. Now, boxers come up with that a lot less. Is that, I mean, if I had to, believe it or not, I know I boxed, but if I played football as well. But if I had to send my kid in a direction, I wouldn't send him in the direction of football. Believe it or not, I'd opt out for boxing instead. I think it's less dangerous.
But can I tell you something?
Huh?
I played high school football.
Mm-hmm.
Football is, that's a tough sport. Compared to boxing, it's much tougher than boxing. I mean, I enjoyed it while I was playing it, but it's a tough, tough sport. I thank God that I did play when I started boxing. When I got tired from working hard, I thought of a football day, I kept it on going.
Wow. Well, Ernie, we wish you the very best of luck and continued success in your future. And, of course, I think the Kentucky Boxing Hall of Fame is talking about inducting you, and I think they should. I think every Boxing Hall of Fame around the world should induct the Acorn, the Black Destroyer, the great Ernie Shavers, the man that put people on their butts. And guess what? They all knew it. They had been hit by Ernie Shavers, and life was never the same after that. So we thank you so much for spending some time with us today, man, and we wish you the very best.
Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you, man.
The great Ernie Shavers. Wow. We go back in time. Of course, I think it was like 2010. 2015, we did an interview. Of course, he was a good guy to be around, a very imposing figure as far as the all-time hardest puncher in the history of boxing, no doubt about that. That was Ernie Shavers. Of course, he was friends with Sir Kenneth Rainford, who appeared in hour number one. The ideal thing to do was to have Kenny on in hour number two to build up to the Ernie Shavers thing, okay? But that didn't happen because he's working in the U.K. and the times are like 8 hours different, so he had to go to work. And bottom line is I couldn't have him on hour number two, so we sort of did things half-assed backwards. But the bottom line is I think we got things done. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Looks like Raleigh Romero and Ryan Garcia are going to hook it up as far as Ryan Garcia's rematch or return to boxing is concerned. It'll take place later this year. Of course, Raleigh Romero, a good talker, no doubt about that. I mean, he's an entertaining guy, no doubt about that. He and Ryan Garcia will be an entertaining fight, no doubt about that. And of course, as far as guys are concerned, as far as talking smack, this will be the smack king of all time, no doubt about that. Now, some of the knockouts of 2024, what were the biggest knockouts? I don't know if there were really any knockouts that really stood out in my mind. I just don't. I mean, when you look back at knockouts and all-time knockouts, I think of knockouts like Ernie Shavers. Of course, George Foreman knocking out Michael Moore back in 1995, when, of course, he was 1994, and he was 45 years old, things like that. I just don't see that happening in boxing anymore. Of course, the great Tommy D and I, Sir Thomas Dillamuth, talked about wanting boxing upsets and how upsets are good and this and that. Of course, what would be great is Shakur Stevenson gets beat by Floyd Schofield. Probably not going to happen. I mean, Gervonta Davis gets beat by Lamont Roach. That's not going to happen. I mean, these fights are like almost choreographed as far as wins are concerned, almost guaranteed wins because of the fact that they're fighting guys that are smaller than them. And that's just the way they want to do things. Of course, Shakur Stevenson coming off hand surgery in late 2024, people say to me, you know what, maybe he has bad hands. Frank, 1961, maybe he's suffering from the Malignaggi syndrome, where you can't hit because you got bad hands. Listen, if you got bad hands, then you throw. You throw as hard as you can because guess what? they can take care of your hands after the fight. That's what I always used to tell guys. If you have bad hands, just go for it. Wrap your hands good and wear small gloves because you want to be able to punch. You don't want to take away your punching power because of the fact your hands are bad. And you want to go with what you can. Plus, you can always, shoot your hands up with numbing agents, as did Floyd Mayweather and, of course, Muhammad Ali. In fact, that's the Ali rule down there in the state of Nevada. Nevada State Athletic Commission has a rule where you can shoot up your knuckles or your hand beforehand with a painkiller. And, of course, that was the Muhammad Ali rule. And, of course, Floyd Mayweather Jr. took advantage of that. Speaking of Mayweather Jr., still doing exhibitions. Got one of the most beautiful girls and girlfriends in the history of boxing, no doubt about that. And, Floyd, not my favorite guy, no doubt about that, made a lot of money. Supposedly doing something as far as low-income housing concerned in New York City. I want to wish him the best on that because he's not my favorite guy, but if he's putting money in low-income housing, this and that, more, I mean, listen, when you could think about the power that Elon Musk and Zuckerberg and who the other guys, name another guy with $150 billion, these guys can end world hunger and poverty and all that kind of stuff. They can do it. They can end it. They can end it, but they don't want to. They still want to be powerful and rich. So the bottom line is the country is not in the greatest of shape right now, I don't think, but I'm wishing the very best. We have a new president, and, of course, he's deporting people left and right as I speak, and pretty soon won't have anybody left to work in restaurants. Of course, in California, it might be a little bit different, but I was told there were people on the bus yesterday in San Francisco, asking people for ICE agents, asking people for citizenship papers on the bus in San Francisco. So I guess the city of the freedom city, per se, the city of flower power and that kind of good stuff, we're not immune to the federal government. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Let's roll to a break. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, I'm on Ring Talk, and as you know, this is one of the first shows that got onto the internet. My friend Pedro is a true fighter in his own mind, I should say. But he really is. I seen him exercising the other day, getting ready for somebody. I don't know who it is, because everybody is taking shots at him, so I see him getting himself in good condition so that he can fire back. Never been one to say die, never been one to hide out. He comes on, damn near torpedoes, full steam ahead.
Yeah, it was at the New York Times Square gym. Of course, Don King tried to sign me to a contract for me slapping a couple of guys around. Bottom line is, they were inferior guys. I was just lucky that day. It's looking good. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Let's go to the Twitch chat. Frankie Randall defeated Julio Cesar Chavez January 29th, 1994 by a split decision. Of course, Chavez had a couple of points taken away, but the bottom line is it was Chavez's first loss in 91 fights. No, not really. He lost a fight early on. Jose Suleiman changed it from a loss, a disqualification loss, to a no contest, so the fight just disappeared. But the bottom line is Chavez hit a guy who was down. He knocked the guy down. He hit him when he was down. He was disqualified. The local referee pulled a boot, disqualified the hometown hero. But the bottom line is Jose Suleiman turned around and had that decision turned around. Of course, a washed-up Chavez went on to lose the 23-year-old Oscar De La Hoya. But you know that the first fight with Randall, that was a bit suspicious. I thought that Randall won going away. In the second fight, they called it like a split decision, 8 rounds or something like that. It was some hokey cut and that kind of good stuff. But at the end of the day, I thought that Chavez lost both fights. And they never gave him a third fight until like he was like 95 years old. I'm talking about Frankie Randall. Speaking of Frankie Randall, he passed away a couple of years ago. Another victim of CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. This is guys, listen, you see these guys in boxing rings, you see them putting on these great performances and that, but you don't see him 10 or 15 years later, you say to yourself, oh, wow, that guy was a great fighter. Yeah, but what happens to him afterwards? Think about that. What happens to the guys afterwards? That's why I'm so concerned about fighters in the world of mixed martial arts taking those blows when they're on the ground. Because when you take them on the ground, your head's got nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go backwards. There's no shock absorber in your neck like if you're boxing, per se. You get hit when you're on the ground. Only thing that's happening is your head's being traumatized by a blow. And sometimes I don't think you can recover from those blows. You can hit that hard. Elbow, get kicked in the head. And, of course, getting choked out is not my favorite thing. But the bottom line is that is the world of mixed martial arts round. Of course, MMA is kicking boxing's ass. Boxing's going to come back on February 1st with the Battle of the Davids. Dave Morrell, of course, undefeated, as is his counterpart, 175-pounder David Benavidez. Benavidez is a slight favorite in the betting roles. But the bottom line is at the end of the day, there isn't too many super fights in the upcoming future in the world of boxing. Boxing needs to get on board, much like Dana White's got the world of mixed martial arts on board, except I think you need to pay guys. Listen, if the Sheik's willing to pay guys big money, I'm reluctant to have him take control of boxing. But guess what? Seems like he's got Ring Magazine back on the stands as far as the newsstands are concerned. That's pretty good, having a print edition of Ring Magazine, and he's put on the big fight. So can I kick him in the teeth for that? No, but it's not like having a guy have an absolute total control. I'm just against that. But this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I've got control. Actually, the impeccable one has a new toothbrush. He has an electric toothbrush. Everybody's got an electric toothbrush on the Ring Talk crew except Daniel. What does that say about Daniel? I don't know. But the bottom line is, I probably got to buy him one too. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I thank you so much for tuning in today. Of course, this is Ring Talk 2025, January 26th. God bless you. All the fame, losing all the fame, but I'm gonna keep on singing my song.